Uncle Sam presents Wings to Victory. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. Herbert White, USA. The story of Lieutenant Martin Loring, Warhawk pilot, and what happened when he was forced down in the Burmese jungle 1 mile from Japanese Army headquarters. West Coast, ladies and gentlemen, the Army Air Forces present Wings to Victory, a dramatization of American heroism based on combat reports from the fighting fronts. For obvious reasons, the names of characters in these true stories are fictitious. Every fighter and bomber squadron in the Army Air Forces develops a mass personality, an individual character distinctively its own. Now, there is no more eloquent testimony to democratic America at war than this, that our military discipline still allows freedom for Army Air Force units to develop colorful legends and traditions. The 1219th Fighter Squadron, for example, used the figure of a charging wolf with fangs bared as its emblem. Officially, it was the Lobo Squadron, Lobo being the Spanish name for wolf. But the 1219th were called the Wolves, around the 10th Air Force Base at Assam, India. And there were critics who said that the 1219th worked overtime at being hard-boiled, ruthless, and rugged. Which brings us to Lieutenant Martin Loring and Lieutenant Ruth McKay, an Army Air Force nurse, at a dance in the officers' club.
Ruth.
Yes, Marty?
It seems a little warm tonight for dancing, don't you think?
I thought that 10 minutes ago.
Oh, what a bright girl. Come on.
This garden is much better.
Yeah, I thought it would be half an hour ago.
Why, Marty, it sounds like a deliberate plot.
Well, dancing is okay when a man's got a lot of time, but gal, how that minute hand tears around these days. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Ruthie.
Hmm?
Ruthie, I'm awfully late with this, but maybe I can catch up.
Oh, no. Time isn't going quite that fast.
Oh, but it is. Lieutenant McKay, I would like to marry you.
You would? Say that again, slowly.
I would like to marry you.
Are you kidding?
Ruth, you think this is just a lie?
Well, certainly. A wolf?
No, I'm not a wolf.
Now, let me check instruments again. You are Lieutenant Martin Loring of the 1219th Fighter Squadron, right?
Yes, but that...
They're the wolves, and that makes you a wolf.
Oh.
The wolves take an oath of eternal bachelorhood. They're all for one and one for all, and all against women.
Oh, that's rot.
The wolves howl while women weep. They boast...
Stop it. You can't be serious. Who told you such silly guff about us?
Oh, we nurses hear things.
Who said it? Some bomber pilot, I'll bet. Tell me his name.
Why, you sound angry.
Of course I'm angry. Think I want yarns like that spread around?
It isn't true.
Not a word of it. We got the greatest gang of boys in this army. Oh, I know what happened. Some scrounging, gold-breaking bomber pilot laid up in a hospital with a sore toe. Big blabbermouth. Who was he? Name him. Just name him.
You couldn't still be kidding me.
Kidding you?
Yes.
Look, darling, I haven't time for it. Back home in the nightclub with Sister Susie? Sure. But this is India. And you're you.
You claim to be a nice wolf?
Yes'm.
A gentle, faithful, home-loving wolf who wants to marry and settle down as soon as it's over. Oh, Marty, even if you're lying.
I'm not lying, and we're wasting time. Come here. Believe me?
Yes. I'm afraid I do.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of. We've known each other for 100 years. Oh, what time is it?
Time? Oh, I don't know.
Here, I'll strike a match. Hey, hold up your wrist.
Where's your watch?
I loaned it to Tex. He busted his. 10:47 already. Oh, it's too late to buy your ring tonight.
Silly, I'm not in that big a rush.
Well, I am. I'll buy it the first thing in the morning. Come on, we go in now, honey.
Why?
I gotta tell the skipper and the gang.
Oh, the law of the wolves, huh, Marty?
No law about it. I'm the first one to get engaged. This is a big operation. The boys will want to know about it. Come along. Time's a-wasting, Angel.
Yes, Sergeant?
Lieutenant Danaher and Lieutenant Jones are here for the shots, Lieutenant McKay.
Jones? Danaher? What shots?
They didn't say, Lieutenant.
Well, they better check in with the air surgeon's clinic.
They've already done that. They say they want to see you personally.
Oh. Are they pilots?
Yes'm. From the 1219th quadrant.
Oh, I see. Well, send them in.
They're right outside. Lieutenant McKay says come right in, sir.
Thanks, Sergeant. Good morning, nurse.
Good morning.
I'm Lieutenant Jones, and this is Lieutenant Danaher.
Oh, how do you do?
Are you Lieutenant McKay? Ruth McKay?
That's right.
Oh, then, we want our fever shots.
Yeah, the third ones, nurse.
Very well, just roll up your sleeves.
Yes'm.
You know Marty Loring, I believe.
Yes?
As a matter of fact, he told us about it.
Oh, he did? As a matter of fact, he told me he was going to tell the whole squadron.
Yeah, I guess he did.
Not all of them, Jonesy. He hasn't told Tex yet.
I bet Tex knows by now.
Yeah, by now. I suppose you know that Tex is Marty's roommate, Miss Ruth.
Oh, yes, indeed. Marty's talked a great deal about Tex. I'm anxious to meet him.
Yeah, you'll like Tex, won't you, Irish?
Yeah. What a character. They made that guy out of cactus and rawhide.
Rugged, is he?
Wait till you meet him.
Well, he sounds so hard-boiled, maybe he'd scare me. All right, now, who wants the first shot?
You take it, Irish.
Okay. Say, she can handle a hypo.
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good sign?
Huh? Oh, sure.
How long you been nursing, Lieutenant?
3 years.
All that time in the Army?
Oh, no, just 11 months in the Army.
I knew she hadn't been around much. You a church girl?
Well, let's see
now. Oh, lay off the personal questions, Irish. The kid'll think we're trying to cross-examine her or something.
Oh, no, I didn't mean anything like that.
Well, thanks, Lieutenant, for the shots. We'll have to be getting back to the field.
Thanks. Much obliged.
Not at all.
Oh, Lieutenant.
Yes?
You know, Marty's a fine fella. He's young. Awful young. But he's a handy boy to have around.
Just what I think.
Jonesy means fighting Japs, Miss Ruth. This marriage ran a gazoo. What did you say, Jonesy?
Come on.
Oh, well. So long, Miss Ruth.
So long, boys. Come in.
Lieutenant Phelps Breckenridge is here, and I'd like to speak to you if you're not too busy.
Oh, send him in.
Yes, Lieutenant.
Morning, ma'am.
I'll bet you're Tex.
That's right.
Jonesy and Irish were just in for fever shots. Are you needing medical attention, too?
Me? No, can't say that I am.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you dropped by anyway, Lieutenant Breckenridge. Marty has spoken of you so often that... Well, I must confess I've been anxious to meet you.
Marty and I are buddies.
Yes, so I gathered.
We fly together and fight together. Some days I look out for him. Some days he looks out for me.
Well, I'm glad to know how you work. Marty won't talk to me about it.
Glad he's got that much sense left.
You certainly crossed me up.
How's that, ma'am?
Well, I thought all Southern boys talked pretty to the girls. Courtly, graceful speeches about stardust and magnolia blossoms.
Not me. Can't recollect ever doing that.
I'm beginning to suspect that you aren't pleased about... about Marty and me.
Pleased? No, can't rightly say that I am. But it's nothing personal against you, ma'am.
Oh, it isn't?
Look at it this way. You got a job to do nursing.
Yes.
And Marty's got a job to do killing Japs.
I know.
And that ain't all, ma'am. If he don't do his job, I might get killed. Or Irish or Jonesy or any of the others. We fight like a football team. One man falls asleep for 10 seconds and the Japs are in on us. Being shot up ain't so bad. But Rocky, he'd climb us afterwards.
Oh, I see. The wolves must be efficient at all times.
That's it, ma'am.
Well, of course, I'd never dream of taking him...
Pardon me, Lieutenant. Important message.
Oh, yes, Sergeant.
You're wanted in the air surgeon's office, Lieutenant. Request of Major Carl Madsen.
Major Madsen? Very well, thank you.
Well, that's Rocky. He really must be worked up to come over here from the field.
I'm none too calm myself.
Now, hold on. Don't give Rocky any back talk. He can say things you'll remember all the way to your grave. And for Marty's sake, keep your lip buttoned.
Don't worry. When I pop off, it won't be to a major. Lieutenant McKay reports as requested.
Good morning, Lieutenant. This is Major Matson of the 1219 Squadron.
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Major Matson wants to discuss a matter with you. So if you'll excuse me, I'll be on my rounds.
Thank you, Colonel. Lieutenant McKay?
Yes, sir?
Marty, Lieutenant Loring, announced his betrothal to you at the Officers' Club last night.
Yes, sir.
Well, I can see no way to keep such things from happening.
No, sir.
But unofficially, I feel it my duty to give you a word of advice.
Yes, sir.
I hope you'll apply for immediate transfer to some other theater, both for your sake and his. You'll be a distracting influence if you stay here. And I must say frankly that I have a strong personal prejudice against having engaged or married officers in my squadron.
Yes, sir.
Marty's one of my best pilots. The others have come to depend upon him automatically, without the slightest doubt or question. I want my men to live entirely for the team.
I understand, sir.
Perhaps this sounds harsh, unfeeling, selfish. And it is. But my methods have worked. We're the top fighter outfit in this area, and we're going to stay on top. I hope you'll take my advice. That's all.
Yes, sir.
Ruthie. Oh, my gosh, I've been hunting all over India for you.
I just went for a walk.
Half an hour wasted. Bluey. Yeah, but look, the ring. Certified genuine diamond by His Majesty's most royal certifier. Here, see if it fits.
Oh, it's beautiful, Marty.
Put it on.
No, I can't.
Look, honey, for Loring, the sands are running out. I've got to make a reconnaissance flight over the Jap lines at 8 o'clock.
You keep the ring.
Oh, what's the matter? What's happened?
Oh, nothing important, really. I've just decided that I can't be engaged to the 1219th Squadron.
Well, maybe I'm dumb, but I still don't get it. What in thunder...
Irish doesn't approve. Jonesy doesn't approve. Oh. Tex is dead set against it. And Rocky...
Well, where did you get that idea?
From all of them, in person.
They talked to you about us?
Yes, they did. And your precious Major Rocky Matson advised me to get transferred right away.
But why... Oh, it's a rib of some kind.
No, Marty, no. They're dead in earnest. They don't want you distracted from your work. They're afraid for their own skins. Not for you, but for themselves.
Rocky? Tex? Oh, that's preposterous.
No, it's all true. What everybody says about them is true. They're a heartless, cold-blooded bunch of killers.
Ruthie, please, they're my friends.
Friends? They don't care two straws about you. All they tolerate you for is the Japs you can kill.
Oh, you're so wrong. Listen.
No, I'm not. Now, here's the ring. Please, take it. I'm not transferring, though. I'm staying right here. And you, if you want to see me anymore, you join another squadron. You find an outfit that's at least human.
Ruthie, wait. Listen to me.
From Army 1973.
Group control to plane 1973, receiving you.
My engine's cocking on me. I've got to make a landing.
Hello, 1973. What's your course and where are you?
I am somewhere east of Man Quang. It's pretty dark. Can't distinguish landmarks, but I should be on compass course 27.
Group control to Army 1973. Go ahead. Army 1973 from group control. What's happened? Where are you? Go ahead. Hello. Get me Major Matson's quarters. Quick, a plane's down.
Hello. It's Major Matson speaking.
This is group control, sir. Lieutenant Loring in Army 1973 just reported he's in trouble.
Yeah? Where was he when he called in?
Somewhere east of Man Quang, sir. His radio went out just as he was trying to tell me his compass heading.
Okay. Get operations right away and tell him to have all the boys in the readiness room in 15 minutes.
Right, sir.
Thank you. Good.
At ease, men.
Oh, what happened?
Well, Captain Clark has told you all we know. Marty's down east of Manquang. Oh. Probably pretty close to the Jap base there. Now, if he's alive, he'll stick by his ship. So we'll sector the area four planes at a time.
Skipper.
Yeah, Georgie.
Isn't the whole squadron going?
We all want to go.
Why, daggone it, Skipper, the kid belongs to us. Every man...
Now, take it easy, boys. Take it easy. Use your heads. You want to draw a flock of Zeros and Jap infantry down on the kid?
That's right,
but
sir.
Looky here, Skipper. I get to lead the first flight, don't I?
No, you don't, Tex. Irish, you lead the first planes, and you, Jonesy, the next flight.
But, Skipper, that ain't hardly fair.
Take it easy, Tex. There'll be plenty of work for all of us. Irish?
Yes, sir.
Pick three men and be on your way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I ought to be out there, Rocky, instead of wasting time sitting in here listening to the boys report back on the radio. I like that kid.
Oh, shut up. We all like the kid.
Number three to
Flight 8. Hey, turn it up a little. They're coming in.
Irish.
Here, Tommy.
I've covered my sector. Haven't seen a thing. My gas is running low.
Same here, Irish. All I can see are the same old hill and the same old jungle.
Okay, Joe. Flight leader to number four. Dick. Hey, Dick.
Yes, Irish.
Have you checked that wreck you saw by the pagoda?
Yes, sir. It's an old Jap bomber. Been down so long, the vines are growing over.
How's your gas?
Just about enough to get back to base.
Ah, nuts. I hate to call Rocky. He'll scalp me.
Number two, the flight leader. Jonesy and his boys are coming over the mountain.
Okay, Joe. We'll have to let them take it over. Wolf, from A flight leader. Wolf, from A flight leader.
All right, Irish. Never mind the report. Come on in.
Roger. B flight leader to Wolf. B flight leader to Wolf.
Okay, Jonesy, receiving you.
Any new instructions, sir?
No. Find Marty, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Oh, those guys must be blind this morning. I'll have to go myself.
Well, you can't hardly see a thing. You're 27 years old and blind as a grandpa. I'm going.
No, you stay glued to this radio. There's a bomber flight going to Akyab in a few minutes, and they may sight him. Oh, good morning, Lieutenant McKay.
I just heard about Marty. Lieutenant Breckenridge was kind enough to call me.
I see.
Marty'd be sore if we didn't tell her, sir.
Wasn't anyone hunting for him? Aren't you going to do anything?
Well, in our poor, weak, bumbling way, we're making an effort, Lieutenant.
Well, you sent planes out to hunt for him?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's very kind. I was afraid you'd...
The skipper's going himself.
Oh, right now? Well, Marty may be hurt. I could parachute down.
Now, take it easy, Lieutenant.
Well, I'm a nurse. I'd know what to do. Please, take me with you.
Does she mean it, Tex?
Reckon she does.
Mean it. I'm in this army, too. Will you take me, Major?
You ever bailed out before?
No, sir, but...
You know what that jungle's like? You ever heard about Jap soldiers?
Oh, we're just wasting time, Major. Please.
Yeah, she's a pretty rugged kid, Tex.
Yeah, appears like she is. But she better trot back yonder to a nurse...
Wolf operations for B flight leader. Wolf operations for B flight leader. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Jonesy, receiving you.
I just found Marty. He's alive.
Oh.
He's standing by his plane waving his arms. Do you understand? I found Marty. He's okay.
Oh, thank God.
Good work, Jonesy.
Hey, give me that thing. Hello, Jonesy. This is Major Matson.
Yes, sir. Receiving you, Skipper.
Where is Marty? What's the setup?
Well, he's down in a little jungle clearing about a mile from Manquang, sir. I think maybe he ran out of gas.
Does his plane look okay?
Yes, sir. I've been over him twice at 100 feet.
Well, if we dropped him gas, could he fly her out?
Well, perhaps he could, sir. It'd be an awfully close squeak. I wouldn't want to bet on it.
Now, look, Jonesy, let me talk, will you?
Yes, sir.
Drop him a note. Tell him to wave his jacket if he's out of gas. I'll send a C-53 with parachute gas cans at once. You understand?
Roger.
And keep your flight right above him until you're relieved. I'll hold you responsible for his protection. Now, stand by.
Roger.
Get me group operations, Tex. I'll send out four more ships to patrol his top cover.
You ain't right bright this morning, Rocky.
Huh? What's that?
Marty can't fly a P-40 out of a jungle patch. I'll get me a primary trainer and go fetch him.
Fly in there with a PT?
Yep, that's the idea.
In a kite without guns? Oh, don't be crazy. What if the Japs catch you?
The boys will keep him off us. So long, Rocky. I gotta hustle.
Oh, wait, Tex. I'm going with you.
No, you keep out of it. One suicide's enough. You go back to that hospital and do what the Army hired you to do.
But, Major, I...
Oh, did I sound harsh? Well, I didn't mean to be abrupt or nasty-tempered or unchivalrous. Love's young dream always appeals to a certain dove-like quality in my character.
If the Major says he's a dove, he's a dove.
But the Lieutenant really thinks
I really think you're fond of Marty. And you can do something about it. I've got to stooge around here and wait. I think you might at least let me do my waiting here.
All right, stay here then. But don't bawl. One more snuffle and out you go.
Yes, sir.
Group control from C-53 pilot. Group control from C-53 pilot.
Group to C-53, receiving you.
We're circling Lieutenant Loring's plane at 500 feet.
Well, what's given?
He sees us now. He's waving his jacket. We're going to drop the cans of gasoline by parachute. Okay, Sarge? Drop them. There they go. All of them will hit in the clearing. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Something's gone wrong down there. Marty's ducked. It's the Japs. They're shooting at his plane. Japs in the jungle.
Hello, hello. Where's Lieutenant Jones in the P-40 flight? Hello, C-53.
I'm just calling them, sir. C-53 to P-40s. C-53 to P-40s.
I hear you. What's the trouble down there?
Look, Jonesy. The Japs are shooting at Marty. They've got an infantry patrol in the jungle.
We'll go right down. Leader to B-flight. Dives to strafe Japs on edge of clearing.
Group control from C-53.
Are they getting those Japs?
Right now, sir. The P-40s are doing a wild Indian circle about 50 feet above the treetops. They're really blasting those skivvies.
Is Lieutenant Loring okay? Can you see him?
Yes, sir. He's up now, pointing toward the jungle. The P-40s are giving the Japs another dusting. There they go. They're chasing those little rats away. The P-40s are climbing back to top cover position. Oh, looks like the Jap shot Marty's plane up pretty badly. Afraid he's stuck unless he...
Hey, what's happened?
Oh, here comes a primary training. I couldn't believe my eyes for a moment. But it is a PT. He's circling the land in the clearing. There he goes.
Well, did he make it?
Yeah, he made it. He made it. He's down okay.
Tex, is that really you?
Tex.
Boy, howdy.
You jerk, you want to break your fool neck?
Who are you calling a jerk? Who got lost in this jungle?
Oh, I did. Is Rocky sore?
He sure ain't pleased. You know, you upset things.
Hey, how about Ruth? I hope somebody told her.
I told her.
How'd she take it?
Serious.
Hot dog, she still loves me.
Yeah. What were the boys diving for just now?
Japs in the bushes. They shot up my ship.
I see they did.
Hey, who found me? Who's upstairs?
Jonesy and B Flight.
Good old Jonesy.
Yep.
You know what, Tex?
Why?
I think this is going to reconcile Ruthie to the squadron.
What did you say about Ruthie?
Not now. Those are Jap bullets. I think we better get this kite out of here.
Yeah, if we can. Look, I brought a couple of axes. It'll take a bit of chopping.
Yeah. Hey, is four planes all Rocky's going
to
send?
That's a lot of planes to waste on one pilot.
Two pilots, pal. And what if the Japs send a swarm of Zeros to jump us on the way home? You got any guns in that kitty car?
We ain't even on the way home yet. Start chopping.
Operations Wolf from B Flight Leader. The PT is making another attempt to take off. They've headed across the clearing. No. They're stalled again. That right wheel is jammed deep. Yeah, man, it's just rolling around.
Jonesy.
Yes, Skipper?
Any further indication of Japs?
Just wild sporadic firing from the jungle, sir. There's not a zero in the sky. The PT squared away for another run.
Remember my instructions to set fire to the P-40 with your guns as soon as the PT is clear.
Roger. There they go across the clearing. They're going to make it. No. Yeah, they're up. They're over. The PT is now airborne and headed for the base.
Good work. Hey, Jonesy.
Go ahead, receiving you.
Is your relief anywhere in sight?
No, sir.
Well, I better check that right away. We'll take off immediately with the rest of the squadron. Hey, Jonesy. Jonesy.
Sorry, sir. We've sighted a large flight of Jap Zeros. B flight from later. Zeros after Marty and Tex. Let's go.
Give her the blossom, Tex. Pour it on.
He's flying out of her head right now.
Oh, Jonesy can't fight them all. 9 of them at 3 o'clock, Tex. Take evasive action.
Sure, I'll shake a wing at him. Tracers, duck.
You squint-eyed rats. Just try that again.
Put that 45 away, Marty.
Oh, yeah?
Cut that out, Marty. I'd like to shot my head off. Marty, you okay?
Damn, there's 7 in this crate. 20 bullet holes at least. Hey, maybe we better jump, Tex.
Ah, that's no good. They'll shoot us going down.
I guess this is the end of the line, Tex.
Yep, here's that away.
Well, thanks for everything, pal. I still say we belong to the best squadron that ever flew. They can't take that away from us. Hey, let's take a chance on jumping, Tex.
Okay, but I sure hate it. You go over the side first, Marty.
No, no, wait. Hey, I see something.
Where?
Look towards 6 o'clock, Tex.
More zeros.
No, it's a squadron. The whole squadron. Hey, Rocky's come. He's come.
Come on, you wolf. Sock it to him.
Oh, hold it. I'm all spattered with oil.
No, time's a waste. Oh, Marty, it's been centuries, ages, eons since you got lost.
But I'm still a big, bad, greasy wolf.
Oh, they are wolves. They're sweet little bylands, all of them. Even Major Rocky Metzen.
No, I gotta be honest, Ruthie. They're wolves. Me too. They're my team.
I love wolves. I love them all.
Whoa, that's carrying the team spirit too far. You just love one wolf. Roger?
Roger? Roger, darling.
The American people are coming to understand that we of the Army Air Forces have known since the ambush at Hickam Field and the massacre at Clark Field, Manila. This is a war against barbarians. We are fighting savages. The Germans machine gun our bomber crews when they parachute from wrecked planes. The Japs have murdered in cold blood Army Air Force's flyers who bombed Tokyo. Yet there are still a few sentimentalists among us who flatter their own egos with the thought that they can remain aloof from hatred, and even when Christianity itself is in danger of extinction by the Hun and the Jap, meekly turn the other cheek. This is an easy doctrine for posturing humanitarians, a safe 3,000 miles from the nearest enemy. Our fighting men have no such illusion. They know that Christianity, democracy, must claim the primal right of self-preservation or perish. The German-Japanese tyranny means to kill us or enslave us if it can. They chose the sword, not we. Men who are fighting for America believe our cause to be just. They stand at Armageddon, faced by the powers of cruelty, bestiality, and wickedness, and battle for the Lord. It is disheartening to them, and a bitter injustice to bereaved families, that a few civilians in this country should continue to snivel a tender regard for the paranoid German and the degenerate apes who call themselves Japanese. Oh, bomber and fighter pilots, there are American graves in a Tokyo prison yard. What do you say to that? Navigators and gunners, Tojo has threatened to murder all other American flyers who bombed Japan. How shall you reply to it? Bombardiers, oh, bombardiers, all the world is waiting for America's answer. And may it come soon. May the sky above that island be split asunder. May the earth quake with sound and flame. May it shake them and appall them. Such a sound of death and terror that those Japs left alive will run gibbering back to their trees and caves. The trees and caves they deserted to insult mankind by masquerading for a few horrid years as human beings.
Forces. We express our gratitude to Miss Lorene Tuttle, who portrayed the role of the nurse, Lieutenant Ruth McKay. The script was written by Captain Frederick Hazlitt Brennan, produced by William T. Johnson. Sergeant Hal Gibney speaking. This war service program came to you from the West Coast. This is the Blue Network.